Hello.
Hi, good evening, sir. My name is David. We're conducting a quick survey about the politics in Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas? Hello, sir?
I am.
Okay, great. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm sorry, say again?
When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. There's a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez. To see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature, will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Would you probably vote or wait until November to vote in the general elections?
I will probably vote in the primary.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next question. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people, organizations that I mentioned. The first one is Clay Jenkins. Do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of that person?
Favorable.
You say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Elizabeth Ginsburg.
What were the choices?
Elizabeth, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Okay, the next person is Victoria Nivit Criado.
Victoria what?
Victoria Criado.
I don't know her.
Okay. Ron Kirk.
Somewhat favorable.
Jasmine Simon.
No opinion, don't know.
Roland Gutierrez.
I don't know yet.
Okay. Planned Parenthood.
Very favorable.
Nathan Johnson.
Is that Nathan Johnson?
Yes, Nathan Johnson.
Not sure. Okay. I don't know yet.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Colleen Allred.
You mean Colin Allred?
Colin Allred, I apologize. Yes, Colin Allred.
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Probably Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which one is the most important for a Democratic candidate to address? The first one says abortion. Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedoms. Local control, state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning and workers' rights, voting rights, restriction on voting, election denial and threats to democracy, guns, sensible gun sales laws requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age of 21 for buying assault-style weapons. And the last one says education. Governor Abbott, voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teachers' pay. Out of those five, which one do you think is the most important for a Democrat candidate to address?
Oh, definitely the abortion issue.
Okay. And what is the next most important issue besides abortion?
Can you tell me the choices again?
Local control, voting rights, guns, education.
Probably voting rights.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary or the Texas State House do you prefer? One who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossovers voters with pro-jobs, business-friendly message. Or one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know.
Not a problem, sir. Mm-hmm. Next, rate each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simmons. Let me know if this leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion about her. The first one says she is running to end the Republican string ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures, even when women's life is in danger. Knowing this statement about Jasmine Simmons, which would definitely vote, probably vote for her, does not impact your opinion, or don't know.
Well, I guess it depends who she's running against. Is she running against Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Yes. But based on what I see here, yes.
Yeah, I think they both stand for that as far as I know. That, you know, so...
Does not impact.
You know,
oh,
that
would
make
you
more likely to... Well, I would have to see what the other one believes, but... that would make me more likely to vote for her, but I think both candidates are probably of the same opinion on that. So I don't know that would impact that decision.
Okay, so for the moment, it does not impact. Can
no,
I put that as an answer?
Well, the thing is, it depends on what the other candidate's position is on that.
Okay. But just based on this statement, would that make you, you know, definitely want to vote for her, or probably vote for her, or does not impact your decision? Just
well,
on this statement alone.
Well, I guess that doesn't impact the decision.
Okay. The Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simmons because she is in the fighter with broad appeal to the Democrats need to defeat Morgan Mayer in November. How about that statement? Does that impact your vote? Does definitely, probably, or does not impact your vote?
That doesn't really impact my vote.
Okay. Thank you, Sean. We're almost done with this. Thank you for your time. Jasmine Simmons is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of the America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. How about that statement?
Yeah, that would make me less likely to vote for her.
Less likely, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one says, "Would you, Jasmine Simmons will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education." How about this statement? Would that make you definitely vote, probably vote for her, or does not impact?
Can you read that statement again? What?
Yes, of course. Jasmine Simmons will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education.
Well, I guess that would make me more likely to vote for her.
Okay. What can I put? Definitely more likely to vote for her, or probably more likely to vote for her?
I'd say probably.
Okay. And Jasmine and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities. I'm sorry. How about this statement? Does that have any impact?
There's no impact at all. I don't care.
Okay. Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and she needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Jasmine Simmons' common sense problem-solving approach.
That has no impact.
Okay, thank you. The next one, sir. Jasmine Simmons is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedom, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses. How about this statement? Does that make it definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your vote?
I'm a little bit confused. I mean, if she is the Democratic candidate, I will vote for her. But if you're asking me in the primary, that doesn't really affect it, because I'm assuming that Elizabeth Ginsburg and she are of the same opinion on that.
Correct. This is just for the primaries in March.
For the primary. Okay, yeah.
Correct.
So, I would say,
so if it doesn't have no impact, that is an opinion also. You know, this is the reason why we do this. So if it doesn't have no impact, then that's the opinion.
Yeah, you know, I would need to know more about both candidates. That's not really, you know, it doesn't really matter what any of you tell me about Jasmine Crockett unless you can contrast it with Elizabeth Ginsburg's opinion, and I need to know what each of them feel. And I think most of the questions you're asking me, as far as I know, they both agree on all of these issues.
Okay.
So it doesn't really impact it.
Okay, I understand, sir. Is it okay for you if I just read the following statements, knowing that your answer will be that it won't impact you, but for quality assurance purposes, I do have to read every statement that they want me to make about Jasmine Simmons. Is that okay with you?
Okay, go ahead. How many more are there?
Four more.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of an immigrant, parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living in the American dream. The next one says, in Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of local communities. The next one says, Jasmine says Simmons is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firm, which with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. The last one says, Jasmine Simmons puts her money where her heart and is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie. And that is the end of the statement, sir. Appreciate you letting me read those. The next one says,
go ahead.
Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, a longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information about Jasmine Simmons and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today? Or you're still undecided?
I'm still undecided.
Okay. Appreciate you, sir. Okay. Next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about these candidates. I just want you to rate the following statements about Jasmine Simmons and Elizabeth Ginsburg, which you rate. Just need to know if you definitely will vote against them, probably vote against them, or no matter to you what the statement says about them. So it's about both, Jasmine and Liz this time, not just about one candidate. So the first one says, Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton. Even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power, does this statement make you definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or does not matter?
Oh, that means I'll probably vote against her.
Okay, thank you. Now, the last one says, Liz Ginsburg, losing record shows she is not the right Democrat to win HD 108. In 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of the Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer. And there is no reason to believe she's a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republican today. What about this statement? Does not give you an impact? Probably vote against her? Definitely votes against her? What do you feel about this statement?
That's not going to impact my opinion.
Okay. Thank you, sir. If Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Mayer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows she's not able to bring the change Texas needs. How about this statement? Does it make you definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or does that matter?
Doesn't matter.
Thank you, sir. We just have two more, sir. Jasmine Simmons is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Does this statement make you definitely vote against her? Probably vote against?
That's not going to impact my vote.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your answer. The next question and the last statement, I'm sorry. Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in the Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas country blue. This last statement, does it definitely make you vote against her, probably vote against, or does not matter?
It probably doesn't matter.
Does not matter, okay. Thank you, sir. After hearing this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simmons, would you vote for in the Democratic primary if you have to choose today?
Yeah, probably Liz Ginsburg.
Elizabeth Ginsburg, thank you for your answer. Lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, what would you say is the most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for the Texas State House should fight for?
Oh, to reverse Texas's abortion laws.
To reverse Texas laws on abortion. Is that your answer?
Yep.
Okay. Appreciate you, sir. Now, just a few questions for classification purposes. Could you tell me if your age is between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
55 to 64.
Thank you. What was the last grade you completed in school?
I'm a lawyer, so I got a Juris Doctor degree. So
Got it. Thank you, sir. Do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your ethnicity or racial background? Are you African American, Latino, Asian, Muslim, white?
Well, I'm a white Puerto Rican, so I don't know what you want to say about that.
Okay. Got it. Well, that is the end of our survey, sir. I appreciate your sticking with all the statements that we went through, and I appreciate your time and opinion. You have a great rest of your Sunday.
All right. Thank you, Kiki.
Thank you. Bye-bye.